or your anime list. I noticed that you were currently reading Chainsaw Man.
I'm on page number one.
Okay. See what I mean?
That's the best place to start, in my opinion.
I put them on currently reading so I can see it. So I can see it. And then I'll start to read it when I see it. I'll be like, oh, I'm reading that.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host with the most, I'm the Bomb, and with me every week, of course, is Danny.
Yo.
Nick.
Hello.
And Holly.
Wait, which Nick?
Shut up. And we have the Project Manga guys here, Noxie.
Yo.
And Nickums.
Sup.
The other Nick is Nickums. I will refer to him as Nickums, Nick, and you fucking spoiled it before I introduced him, so shut up!
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
So
you're very welcome. Sorry, Mommy.
Happy to be back.
Swipe and dust my shoulders off a little bit. Son of a bitch. Oh, fuck.
Calm down, Sam.
It's just like, you know, I got things to do. You know?
I mean, I got things to do too.
I don't
feel
like
your pain.
Now, you're probably wondering, you're probably saying to, you just when you're listening to the episode, you're probably saying to your speaker, Sam. You got the Project Manga guys on again. Because, number one, you're a bitch. Number two.
This was the Anime Summit podcast.
That, and number three, because we need more manga therapy. Because Nick, it needs more help. I need more help. Danny doesn't need so much, but you know.
I also need to read manga, too. But I also need help.
That's why.
We got you.
That is why Nickums. And Nox is here. And of course, it's Nickum's first time, so everyone clap for Nickums.
Woo!
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Nickums, what is, real quick, what is your favorite thing to do in the morning while watching porn?
While watching porn?
Sam's a multitasker, apparently.
It's only so many options. Being a good boy. We'll go with that.
Okay, see, like, that's
the
why.
The best I, answer.
See, that's why I was in rehearsal when I asked you. You should answer it. You can't just. Now you think I'm putting you on the spot. That's why we have a rehearsal. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm happy to have Noxie Nickums here. It's been a long time coming, bitch.
Hell yeah.
And I. You know what? I've been doing better, reading more manga, and they. You know, I'm reading two more Jump titles now. I'm like,
yes,
so hype on it
to see that.
And not only that, like even people in our own Discord, you know, there are shout out to Ed and Danny for running our manga book club. They're now reading Chainsaw Man.
Hell yeah. Dope. Love it.
I've only been telling them for 10 years to read it.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
That's Annie Twitter's darling.
Yeah
it's
for real
amazing.
Though.
Fucking amazing.
2020 was 10 years long, so that actually works. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That joke makes sense. Yeah. But yeah, dude, so I'm excited. Let's get to it, but first, let's take a small break right here. Hey everybody, Sam from Anime Summit here, and I'm here to talk to you about matcha tea from teapaz.com. This matcha is harvested from Uji, Japan, and is certified organic matcha. It's a healthy and organic stress reliever, cognitive boost. It's full of antioxidants and full of natural caffeine to wake you up in the morning. Go to teapaz.com and use anime at the checkout to get 20% off. Or you can go to matcha.animesummit.net and it'll auto-apply the coupon for you. Matcha tea at teapaz.com.
Boom, shahala, hala, 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 hala.
Check that out for me, would you? Links.animesummit.net. You can find all the pertinent links right there to take you to all the places where you can listen, consume, social media, Discord, and Pornhub account. Okay, here we go. Patreon.com/AnimeSummit. If you become a patron, give a Smokey his wings, okay? And Noxie and Nickums, where can we find y'all?
Project Manga, everything. YouTube, Project Manga, Twitch, Project Manga. Twitter's Project Manga OFC, but you'll probably find it if you just type Project Manga. That's about it.
And I will include their link tree in the description of this episode so you can follow and sub to their YouTube. And, of course, they come out with, like, they got like three or four different shows going. Like they have, yeah. Like
I don't know how you guys do it.
Me neither. Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. I don't fucking know. But like we, me and Danny were on a tangential tie-ins episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on time for that. Please. Yeah. So fun.
What is that tangential tie-ins?
Well, we started our show reviewing manga coming out of Weekly Shonen Jump, but like we are into like anime and other things too. So like any kind of like tangential, you know, topics that could potentially come up during our Weekly Shonen Jump reviews, we just made a whole show for it. And we'll take that topic and just talk about it for an hour or so. So like best swordsmen, best female characters, like you guys were on.
Oh yeah,
but we like to keep it kind of anime friendly. So you know, for people that aren't caught up in manga, we don't usually have manga spoilers in those episodes. They're more like for anime, more casual fans or whatever.
Yes.
Nice.
If you do another best martial artist app, let me know because I am down to clown.
We're about overdue for that, to be honest. We that was season one.
Yeah, dude, best martial artist. I'm so down for that.
Yes.
You but guys gotta do like a magical girl one too.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. That's a great idea.
That is one. Have we talked about that yet?
I don't think we've done magical girls. You need to get on particular.
It. Yes. Oh my god, that's so good.
Yeah, dude.
Danny, I'm a chirp you. We're going right for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Listener question of the week: what's everyone's favorite romance scene in a non-romance anime?
Beautiful question.
Yeah.
G Gundam, Domon, Kachu, and Rain.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You're welcome, Sam.
Best Gundam MC. Don't
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, dude. This hand of mine is glowing red. Yeah, dude, so sick.
I need to watch G Gundam.
You've never seen it? The reread is
that is that
different,
UC or not?
Or the rewatch is different. But.
Is it UC or not UC?
It's its own. It's I think it's okay, cosmic good. Era, future century.
But it's still 50 episodes like every other Gundam.
But it's still, yeah, so it's like strap it's like, in. It's like 47 or 50. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Really, it's that long?
Yeah,
every
yeah.
Gundam is 50 episodes. And like
oh, I didn't know that. Huh?
It's insane.
Fucking the How Gundam and Foon Psyche, dude. Remember Foon Psyche? The horse thing. It's like a horse Gundam, and it's like a horse.
That sounds awesome.
Well, this was right around the time Gundam Wing came out.
Yeah, we didn't get it in America until like way later. But like, yeah.
Huh.
So yeah, that's mine. What about you guys?
Who wants to go next? I'll go next. So my pick is, I mean, the classic scene people have seen, I'm sure, Guts and Casca in Berserk, the 1997 anime. Just a fantastic, very emotional, very powerful scene, you know, as they, you know, realize they love each other. And,
yes.
I forget the exact quote, but, you know, Guts is like, I want to lie with you 1,000 more times, you know what I mean? And Casca's like, oh, you fucking dummy or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. She just flames him for being cheesy like the yeah. whole time, but she's like totally into it. It's super cute, dude.
Right.
Guts does the TikTok thing. He's like, I love you, bitch.
Oh. I'll never stop loving you, bitch. Yeah. What about Nick, Danny, other Nick, Danny, and Noxy?
Other Nick. I'll go.
What you got?
Nina X Tablecoon from Code Geass.
Yeah,
it was a brief scene, but it was a flame. It came and went, and Nina and Tablecoon's romance was all we needed.
You're making a joke, show. Right?
Yeah,
Tablecoon.
That was such a surprise. Like watching Code Geass. Oh. That show was a fucking. That was a roller coaster of a show, but it's like, there's so many things happening, and then suddenly you're sent to this dark room, and you see this motion. You're like, what's happening? And then you see Nina humping the side of a table. Like, why? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I should rewatch Code Geass soon.
Crazy anime. It's just popcorn entertainment.
Sure. Yeah, I'll have to check it out sometime.
Mm-hmm.
What a romance, though.
Okay, all right.
Do you guys remember that episode in Inuyasha where Kagome gets sick in her like real world?
Oh no. Yeah,
she catches a cold in Inuyasha. Like, and people can classify Inuyasha as a romance if they want to, but
sure.
Like, I've only ever known it as like a shonen. You know what I mean?
I mean, like,
a little bit of both. It's a girl's show, so it's a romance.
It's definite. I mean,
I'm just labeling stuff. I'm trying to make Danny mad.
It was
trying
so
make
cute,
Danny
dude.
Mad.
She got sick. She like got a cold, and like they're in like you know her modern world or whatever. And
right.
Inuyasha's like, all right, y'all got any liver? He's like, they're like, what kind of liver? He's like, does it matter? Carp liver, you know, deer liver. You know, I'm gonna make her some liver soup and herbs. And then like,
it'd probably work.
Yeah, they're her granddad and like brother are like, you're crazy, man.
On
that's
the hunt.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then she he gives
We're just
it
gonna
to
give her,
and
some NyQuil.
Yeah, yeah. It was just so cute because he's so like trying to not act like he's like, you know, worried or trying to, you know, he's just like, here you go. This is, he has just like this this stonewall kind of like attitude, like, ah, this is just my duty, you mm-hmm. know, type shit. But it's such a cute scene from what I remember.
I love it.
Very good.
Yeah. Danny.
I am going to say Asuna and Negi in Maho Sensei. Like,
yay.
I mean, that's the only, like, most recent. I can't really think of anything else. But, like, as of right now on what I'm reading, even though, like, Asuna says that it's, like, brother-sister kind of relationship, like, you can definitely tell
mm-hmm.
On, like, numerous occasions that like, Asuna is definitely feeling more romantic feelings with Negi.
Yeah, you
the
get
more
a lot
he
more
progresses.
In, like, visual storytelling.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
In a way
it
that,
turns
like,
into
they
a
kind
romance.
Of react to things.
When she gets trapped in the washing machine, then it turns into a romance.
All right.
God, real
dude.
Brotherly sister romance that we have come to know and love.
Shut up.
You've been watching Robot Chicken lately?
No, not lately. I've been watching the source material for that meme.
Okay. I can't.
Why do you ruin everything?
You said brother-sister romance. What do you want me to say, Danny? Come on. You set me up.
Not just nothing. Don't say anything.
Just keep your thoughts to yourself.
God. I'll be like, hey, Nick, what's up? He's like, dick and vagina. Like,
no, that's you and Danny. That's not me.
We're yeah, but we actually romance. Talk about actual fucking, like real life fucking, you know?
Yeah. I guess that is
3D.
The only,
3D
the only
fucking.
Real
God,
for,
God forbid that we haven't had our backs blown out in like 2 weeks, okay? Shut
no.
up. God. God. Anyway.
Wait, I haven't heard that turn of phrase in a while. I don't even know. Well, I can guess what it means.
So aside
whenever
from.
You guys work, whenever you guys work that out, I got a good chiropractor in town.
Yeah.
Holler at me.
So aside from Nick, not Nickums, Nick, ruining everything. Nickums is your first time on the show.
Yes.
Waifu and his bando. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll start with my waifu. So for both of these, I wanted to do one from more modern manga, you know, Project Manga. But I did want to do some anime as well. So my husbando will be from a recent anime. But so we'll start with the waifu. So had to go with Latla from Undead Unluck, yo.
Yes!
Right?
That is a
she's
catchy
so,
name.
She's yes. so sexy, right? Like, her hair is, like, I love her hair. Like, the straight yes. across bangs, but, like, the angled bob in the back, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
So she kind of has the same haircut as, like, Fubuki from One Punch Man.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. yep. Love the hoop earrings, and her outfits are always, like, super cute, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, very, very, very high
she's
quality.
She's always clean, bro.
Yes.
Like, she's
yes.
going to a ball
yeah.
every time.
She is, dude. She's sharp as fuck.
Her outfit yeah. in that auction boat arc, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, ooh.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, she's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thing.
And for the husbando, had to pick a boy from Kimono Jihen, which is an anime that is airing now this season.
Yeah,
and
he's your
Tanuki daddy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah!
he's a big boy. He's got like this kind of light brown mullet, but like the mullet is kind of in the shape, if you can imagine like what a tanuki mullet would look like, it looks like that, you know what I mean? It's got a deep voice, he plays it cool. I mean, he's got some big daddy energy for sure.
Yeah, he's stunning.
He's cool, dude. He's cool. Thank you, Nickums.
Oh, he's the one who showed his butt to the kid, right?
Yes, yes.
That's funny. He's like,
yo, come on, Nick.
I always watched the first three episodes. That's what I remember. Yeah.
I know, but why is it the first thing? Like, it's not. You see what I mean, you guys?
Because that is the most memorable thing that Nick saw when he was watching it at 2x speed.
Oh, no.
It's my dirty secret. I watch a lot of anime at 2x speed.
You do?
No, well, only some anime. I watch most of it at, like, 1.5, so...
1.5.
You watching dubs then, or are you reading the subtitles?
Oh,
it's
subtitles.
Subtitle.
Yeah, dub sounds a little weird.
Oh, your reading speed's got to be drastically.
Yeah, that's got to be very challenging. Well,
I mean, I missed some of it, but yeah, whatever.
Sure,
just fill in the blank.
More like most of it.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're watching on 1.5x, you don't really care that much about the content. You know what I mean?
I usually try to judge
myself.
Now,
Nick, you better not have done this with Hunter Hunter.
No. I judge based on the cover. I'm like, is this going to be good? All right, I'm going to 2x speed it.
On the cover?
Judging an anime by the cover. Ooh.
Oh.
I'm like, what's the score now? 6.8.
You see what I mean? Like,
times.
Nick right away is just like, that's the guy who showed his ass. And right away knocks. He was like, come on, fam.
It makes everything funnier. So if you want to watch comedy, do that.
I'm screaming.
Or just watch Japan Sinks at 2x speed. Then you'll have Nick like laughing hysterically.
Spoilers.
At the whole
we nominated Japan Sinks as comedy of the year for the AAA podcast.
Oh my god.
They might have to read that out. I hope they read that and laugh.
It would be a comedy at 2x speed. I mean, that would be
wild. It is.
Nick was like talking about the part where the girl like died from the gas, and he was like,
"That was so funny, dude. I'm sorry.
That was so jarring. It would be double jarring, hilarious at double speed."
She just like instantly plops over, and okay.
You're just like, what?
Yeah, this reminds me of that scene in The Departed when Jack Nicholson like kills that dude, and then he like falls over, and like they're standing there for a minute, and then Jack Nicholson's like, "He fell funny."
Yeah.
It's like Nick type beat.
Yeah. Oh my god. So here's the deal. Nickums and Noxie are gonna recommend a manga for each of us. So that means two for each of us. One from Noxie, one from Nickums. But first things first, let's talk about some of the recommendations, not all of them, but just some of them, from the first manga therapy session we had with Noxie. One of the biggest recommendations I ever got from Noxie was, other than the other stuff, you know, from watching their pod, but Witch Hat Atelier on that.
Hell yeah.
We're all reading that.
That really comes from Nick. Really.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Because
Nick put, by extension, really me on, or well, put Kiko on, and then Kiko was like, Nox, you got to read this. And then, but it all kind of comes from Nick there.
It's one of the best ever written, I think. You know what I mean?
So let me tell you the story of how that went down. So you recommended that to me, okay? And then, you know, like, from Nickums, right? But then I was trying to literally get everyone in my Discord to read it for like months and months and months.
No, that was Sen. Sen was actually the one who recommended it, Sam.
I recommended it to them for like months.
Yeah, I know.
See what I mean? This is why you're a bitch. No, fuck you.
Sen's
because
like you're welcome, Sam.
and then people didn't. Then I stopped because I was like, all right, I'm not even gonna bother y'all, a bunch of bitches. And then Sen started recommending it for our manga book club, and then nobody listened to them for like a couple months, and then they finally started reading it, and I said, literally, fuck a lot of you. I've been telling you for all the past year, I've been shitting my pants, trying to get y'all to read it. And then Nick, all of a sudden, our Nick, not the awesome Nickums, our awesome our awesome Nick was like, yeah, I recommend it. I told everyone to read it. I'm like, you are a bitch. Fuck you. So then I went over to the Project Manga Discord, and Noxie was on voice along with Nickums and some other people, and I got on there, and I was like, can you come to my Discord and tell everyone to shut the fuck up? Because I'm mad. Give me
no,
my
no, you
crack.
Know why? It's because I saw it on my list. I went to my anime list one time, and I'm like, oh, what's this? This looks cool. All right, I'm going to recommend. Because you guys recommended it on the episode, I'm like, oh, this looks neat. We should read this. And Sen's like, wow, this is amazing. Guys, I recommend this.
Oh, my God.
I recommended it. I'm sorry.
I hate my life.
Everybody just ignores.
Well, anyway. I'm happy that you guys have jumped into Witch Hat Atelier to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Best manga artwork
that's
I've
peak,
ever
man.
Seen, I think.
Yeah
they are.
Yeah, it's up there for real. Like, all things considered, I had a tweet where I said I think Witch Hat Atelier has my favorite art in manga right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought about like, all the areas that I score, you know, like manga art, like the paneling, the volume covers, the contrast, the, the creature designs, the magic application, like everything is all there, intense.
But not just the art. I mean, like the characters are all fantastic, and like to have a young girl MC is just you love to see it. You know what I mean? And ooh, the mystery of the plot is it just keeps you coming back for more
the
constantly.
Edge of your
you know what
seat.
I mean?
Edge of your seat all the time.
Yeah. So I fucking love it. I have all six volumes right now. So when the seventh volume comes out, they're going to meet for that as well.
Hell yeah.
And,
I do too.
Yeah, Nick got it before me somehow, which is bullshit. But like,
because I got Sen's discount, like Barnes & Noble.
We are still full crap, but yeah, it's fine.
I'm doing it digitally. So nice. I have no room on my bookshelf that's dedicated to my manga right now. And I just couldn't like buy it.
Sounds like it's time for another bookshelf.
Yeah, or my own place that I can have more bookshelves. Yes. But in digital, volume 7 is already out.
So anyway, nice. I'm trying to get my shelf on Danny's level right now, so that's what I'm doing. But so Danny, what was one of the ones Noxie recommended to you, Danny and Nick? What about you guys? And did you read them?
The three that
I need somebody to list mine.
Noxie recommended me was Maho Sensei Negima.
And then Spirit Circle.
Spirit Circle, and then what was the
Gamaron?
Gamaron, yeah.
Yeah.
I like read maybe like a few pages of Gamaron, but I haven't. I feel like with that one right now. It's not the right time for me to read that.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be the right time.
Yeah.
Gamaron is a very, like, meat-heady, you know what I'm saying, very...
Just straight action.
Just straight action, you know what I mean? It has amazing characters and whatnot, but it definitely takes, I want to say, a volume for you to, like, see anything, like, really deep about it.
Yeah. Like, I really liked the few pages that I did read, and I was just like, oh, okay, this is pretty interesting, but... I just, like, my brain just never thought of, like, let me read this. Like, with Negima, like, when I saw...
That's a Danny story.
I have Kindle Unlimited, so, and the entire series, manga series for Negima... is on Kindle Unlimited,
Oh my god,
free.
That's so cool.
For free. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, I need to take advantage of this because this has been on my list since Noxie came on.
Yeah.
So I need to read this right now. Mm. And then like we were talking like off mic and everything, you know, I really enjoy it. This is the type of like girl action that like very feminine action that I particularly like.
Yes.
Aside from all the freaking harem panty shot like all that
etchy.
That's the best part.
That was just like I could literally not have this and this will still be like a really good show, like good manga and stuff. So
and kind of like I was saying the last time that I was on you guys' show is that like what it feels like to me, at least, and me and Kiko have talked about this a couple times, is that Ken Akamatsu's publication history has been kind of all harem romance stories up until
especially Love with Love Hina.
Yeah, and then there was even a book before that I can't remember the title of that was also like a harem romance title, you know what I mean? And so Ken Akamatsu kind of like carves his lane, you know, inside of the publication line as someone who excels in this kind of work, you know what I mean? So what it felt like, what it feels like to me and Kiko is that editorial was like, yo, you want to do a new series. I don't know exactly how much influence they have, but it feels like they were like, okay, we really need you on harem romance still. That's like your bread and butter, you know. And I feel like Ken Akamatsu was like, well, I kind of want to tell like a really good shonen magic story. And like maybe they were like, just like kind of like stick to your day job, buddy. You know, like type kind of conversation. You know, so he's like, all right, like, well, I'll do what you say, coach. You know, and he kind of like starts off harem, and then like 60 chapters later, he's like switches it to shonen, and it's like already, you know, wildly successful. So what?
Yeah,
can
I now that like after the Kyoto arc, the ecchi stuff, you're starting to see less of it. I mean, there are some moments where During the training when Negi and Maki were training for Maki's gymnastics competition and
yeah.
Negi was training for the discipleship test.
Yeah, the apprenticeship, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That particular scene, you know, you did see like sometimes Maki's skirt would like fly up, but she would like hide it a little bit. Like that's, but overall that whole entire, I guess like mini arc for that, I think that was like the only small thing that was going on. Oh, well, no, I lied. Also, they were in the frickin' shower.
Yeah, the shower, I was about to say. Yeah, the bathhouse.
Yeah, all of that is just like big mech. But like that, I can deal with. Like, I just don't like the whole panty shot kind of thing.
I feel
like
you're gonna
why do I need this?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get like an ecchi element throughout the series, like regardless. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely does get very few and far between as the story goes on. But back to your like point about the female character landscape is that it obviously does start off very cringy and very harem, and these girls are very
so cringy.
They're very stereotypically depicted in the beginning, but as they get fleshed out, you see them like become, you know, more independent in regards to like how they feel, you know, like the badass female characters that you see in like everything nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the more progressive storytelling like light that we have, you know, especially more so in like the shonen area nowadays that we're seeing, you get these Mario Leona type characters, these Maki from Jujutsu Kaisen type characters. And it's like, you have a ton of those in Maho Sensei Negima. It takes a while to see it, but they're still very cute. They're very like petite, they blush, you know, often, but when it's time to get down to it, you know, like the abilities that they have don't feel girly. Like they're using, abilities that anybody, you know, like you could see anybody using, you know what I mean? So like, I like how it's not like, oh, I kiss you and then do damage or, it's not things like that. I look at you a cute way and now, you know, you're my slave or something. It's nothing like that. You know, like there's badass. Like there's one of the girls, I can't say anything because I don't know how far you are. I was about to go crazy, but I'm going to chill. But I'm excited for you though.
Well, I remember like, quickly like messaging you too about Kaede. Like Kaede right now is one of my favorite girls right now. She's like the really tall one. She like does like all that ninja shit.
Yep.
And when Negi, this was like early in the chapter, Negi was like all crying and running away, and he went like he ran off in the woods and stuff, and he lost his wand and he couldn't find his wand. And then Kaede's over here is all like, oh Negi, like come train with me. Like I got to go, like I gotta hunt some of this fish so I can survive in the mountains for tonight. And he's like, oh, okay. And then, you know, they do all this surviving shit, and then Kaede makes a bath for them, and she like throws some Yoda shit at him. It's all like, it's okay to like run away, but like, you know, not only that, you're just a kid, by you running away, like you're realizing that, you know, you can do more about it or something like that. I can't remember.
And you just never get scenes like that where a male character is being taught something like that from a female character. I'm remembering recently, I started reading Golden Kamuy a couple months ago. So like, it reminds me of like Asurpa and Tsukimoto, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, Kaede, and I love the like Kunoichi, you know, like like character type, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's so funny. I love her. And then like when Negi like writes a little note saying thank you to her, and he like finds his wand and he flies away, and you see like Kaede like peeking outside, like, oh, I guess he left. Like and then she goes, I didn't realize that he was a wizard. Well, that's okay. And then she like falls asleep.
Okay, so Danny, you are reading it then.
That was a little tangent right there.
Danny the filibuster.
I love that.
So Nick, what did you recommend to Nick? And Nick, did you read any of them?
I recommended Nick the Fable, My Home Hero, and there was a third one that I'm blanking on right now. Tokyo Revengers.
Oh, is that Sam's rec or my rec?
Oh, wait, no, because Sam was already reading it.
Noxy said, this one that I'm recommending to Nick because he said, fuck me up.
Yeah.
And this one will fuck you up. And really, this is a recommendation to everybody. But I was already reading it at the time.
Yeah.
And the latest chapter, man.
I'm behind. I haven't read it.
Oh, God.
Well, I can tell you right now, Nick did not read any of those recommendations. Yeah,
I read a lot
You're
of manga.
You're tweaking, fam.
I read Sam's Rex. I read Witch Hat.
Nice.
That counts. Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Keep in mind, I was coming from nothing. I hadn't read like any manga. Well, I'd read like four, but I hadn't read like any really.
You were given three racks. No, let me tell you something.
How long ago was that?
That was episode 239, and that debuted on YouTube. Hold on. Oh shit, my computer froze. Shit.
Oh no.
It was the Fable, Tokyo Revengers, and what was the third one again?
My Home Hero.
Okay.
All three of those. Right.
That debuted on YouTube.
Phenomenal.
That debuted on YouTube February 29th, 2020.
That's impressive because I've seen your anime list, your manga list, Nick, and it's quite good.
It's like six. I finished like six things.
Yeah, my manga list is not complete because I have to add things to it still because there's a bunch of stuff I read in high school, but Nick is reading a lot because of manga club, so that's awesome anyway. But like, yeah, he still never
finishes reading like the chapters that we break up.
Yeah, he'll go into
the
meme
and it'll show up. If we have to read three volumes, I'll read two volumes and I'll be like, guys, just let me read during the club.
Yeah, he'll still be reading during the club.
Yeah.
He's seriously tweaking, yeah. It's
and then, oh my God. And
hey,
then
I beat Jeremy
that
one time. I was ahead by like three chapters.
Then Nick gets mad because we have our meetings on Sunday at like 6 central.
Yeah.
And he's getting mad. He's all like, Sunday's a dumb day to have a meeting.
It is a dumb day.
And then he goes, we should have it on like a Monday. And then I go, I'm like, Nick, you couldn't even finish watching anime to record on a Monday. What makes you think
that you are
going to?
What do you
think
I watch at 2x speed, Danny?
Hey, Nick watched, hey, wait.
You still never finished, though.
No, these last few seasons, Nick watched way more than we did.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
Slightly more. That's right.
He didn't watch like 11 to 12 shows within like 2 weeks.
Okay,
all right. Mm.
I faked
watched
all my
episodes
okay, all right.
in a day.
I faked all my time. Orgasms. It doesn't matter. Okay.
But I will say that your guys' episode did inspire me to read manga. So like,
I'm
currently reading a bunch of stuff. Well, okay, a lot of it is on there. I haven't actually started a lot of it, but some of it I have started. So, yeah. And I will get to Fable and Tokyo Revengers and My Home Hero. I'll get to
Yeah. Yeah. When you start those are three of like the bingiest manga that I think
yeah,
I've
they,
like
they
especially
badass.
My Home Hero yeah. and Tokyo Revengers. Mm-hmm. Like those are series where when I started reading them I think I actually caught up to the chapters available in that session.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And Tokyo Revengers had like 80 when I caught up, you know what I mean? So it's like
it's so fucking good.
I went crazy, yeah.
Oh, whoops, that's another one I didn't add to my currently reading. It's so fucking good. I'm fucking dying. But right now, my big thing is I cannot find volumes of Jujutsu Kaisen or Chainsaw Man anywhere. I want them on my shelf.
I got you.
They should go to eBay or Amazon.
I've been doing that, but they're like, somebody was charging $20 for volume 1 and 2.
What? Oh, no.
It was like 25.
They sold out like that?
They were selling out. I went when Chainsaw Man came out. So like one of our patrons works at a Barnes & Noble. And they were like, it was gone. They were gone. We had them for a day and they were gone.
Wow.
I don't remember the last time a volume of a manga sold out like in my local like bookshop area.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then I went to my local Barnes and I went to go get 4, 5, 6, 7 of JJK and the first two of Chainsaw Man all gone.
Wow.
And when I was there last time, they had all the JJK, except for the ones I took, and I was like, fuck.
The anime really is putting in work for
I know.
Jujutsu
I should
Kaisen's
fucking
popularity.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't had sex in 4 years. But anyway, so speaking of Nick not reading anything, which is a joke, because he does read.
I'm seeing him on eBay for like $15, which
I'm
is
not
still
gonna
a lot
pay 15,
for one volume.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Manga volume should only be like $10 at most.
$10 at most, for sure.
I'm finna cry. Anyway.
I mean, unless it has like that material that feels good on the skin.
I can't
be more.
I can't prove it, but this is somehow racist and Smokey's fault. Like, I'm just saying. they don't want the Latina to have none, okay? Anyway, so Nick, you're up first. Noxy and then Nickums. throw your recommendations at Nick. Therapy is now in session about... Wait, hold on. Wait till the clock hits, because, you know, I don't
We should hit the gavel.
Well, because, you know, like, they charge by the hour, you know, and you're fucking over here just making a joke out of them, you know? It's
like, we're working pro bono tonight.
What does the therapist in The Sopranos say? I don't even know. I've seen, like,
oh,
five
my
episodes.
God. We're about to start talking about The Sopranos right now.
No, don't. I do it. Okay. All right. Noxy first. At Nick.
Oh, me, okay, okay. For Nick, right?
Nick Noxy Nickums. Nick Noxy Nickums. That's the name of my new mixtape. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So right now I'm doing my recommendation for Nick, right?
For Nick.
Yes, correct.
All right.
I got my hand ready to click on the page.
So as I was scouring your analyst or your anime list, I noticed that you were currently reading Chainsaw Man.
I'm on page number one.
I have, see what I mean?
That's the best place to start, in my opinion.
I put them on currently reading so I can see it. So I can see it. And then I'll start to read it when I see it. I'll be like, oh, I'm reading that. I should probably start it.
Okay, okay. Well, I saw it on your list, whether you started it. Well, we know
that you're doing it for
page
book
one.
So.
But here's the thing. You should read Jigo Kuraku, or Hell's Paradise Jigo Kuraku,
yes.
Because this is a manga that's coming out of the Jump Plus arm of Shueisha, right? So that's like going to be more... you know, mature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's like monthly,
content.
Right?
It's
that
weekly.
One's weekly.
Oh no, it's weekly. Yeah. Okay.
But the release dates kind of vary inside of Jump Plus. But mm-hmm. Jigo Kuraku was weekly, and it just finished a couple weeks ago, so you can binge the whole thing.
Oh, I've been wanting to read this.
Yes,
it's something
it's very
else.
Good.
It's something
this guy
else.
Looks
it is.
Like,
I saw this
Owl's
on
Castle,
on,
kind of.
On my Kindle. Yeah, and I put this
Ooh,
as my plan
Kindle.
To watch. Yeah.
It's
well,
so
it's not
good.
On. It's not on Unlimited, but it's definitely something that I wanted to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely up there for me. I have a special relationship. Well, me and Nick have a special relationship with it because we review it on
right.
our Patreon exclusive on our Patreon exclusive show. But even I feel like even you know, as someone who like, you know, doesn't review it and isn't trying to like, you know, zero in on it under a microscope or anything like that, it is very, very good.
Oh, this is Hell's Paradise.
Yeah,
yes,
Hell's Paradise, Jigo Kuraku. It's from Kaku Yuji, coming out of Jump Plus, and it tells the story of a shinobi that is set up and turned into the shogunate. And
Nick
shogunate
was a shinobi
looking...
once, so he can relate.
Oh, word?
Yes.
I find that hard to believe, but hey. Hey, you never know. If he's a shinobi, then he did a really good job of
yeah,
concealing
he, one
his
time,
presence
yeah,
as a
I
shinobi.
It was crazy.
I just like how all your recommendations are exactly 7.95 out of 10 on Mal. So
oh,
like,
word?
Oh.
Which is, that's a really good score. I just think it's funny how, like, they're all the same exact score. So I'm like, this is going to be good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. But no, it tells the story of this ninja who gets set up and turned into the shogunate. The shogunate is looking for the elixir of immortality, essentially. And they think it's on this really dangerous island that
was
no one...
Was it like
one...
a philosopher's stone or... Or just the elixir
I'm not
going to
spoil what the elixir of immortality is for you, but you can
okay.
read it and you can see exactly what it is. But the island is really dangerous. No one's ever come back unscathed or even really alive still. And
mm-hmm.
you kind of see what that means when you read it. But basically, there's a bunch of death row convicts and they're like, all right, well, check it out. You guys are going to go to this island since you're on death row anyway. And if you die, whatever you were scheduled to anyway. But if you find the elixir, bring it back and you get amnesty. You know, but only one of you, you know, can get
mm-hmm.
pardoned. So it's kind of like a free-for-all, you know, survival scavenger hunt.
Oh,
and
like
it's
a
brutal
battle
royale type thing?
It's
battle
super
royale.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It's super brutal. The art is amazing. It's got this mm-hmm. very sketchy art style that kind of like lends itself to the grittiness of the storytelling. You know what I mean? But the landscape art is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you got that amazing contrast there. The characters are some of the probably one of like the top five best cast of characters I've read in manga, all things considered.
Nice.
Super high
I mean?
Quality. Like almost every character is likable in their own way and they all have like unique motivations and shit. It's like very impressive.
Yes,
I'm
going
to recommend this to our manga book club. And
please,
everyone's
you guys will have
me.
A lot of fun. And it's got one of the strongest first chapters.
Yes.
Like, ever too
mm-hmm.
you know you'll see the quality like right away inside of the narrative
mm-hmm.
the author takes a very poetic approach to like character work and just it's very special. You can tell it's very special right away.
Absolutely.
I can't recommend it enough.
This looks dope. I love the action recommendations that you give, because like mm-hmm. that's kind of how I want to that's what I like in manga. Well, I like that in anime too, but
mm-hmm.
I think manga does a great job of that.
Really does.
You'll have a great time with the action inside.
You can go at your own pace. You can mm-hmm. go fast or slow, however mm-hmm. you want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, now Nickums to Nick. The Nicks, you guys got to promise me that you do an AOQ episode where it's just you two on our podcast.
I mean, man, the more Nicks, the better. And looking at your anime list here, your manga list, like you are a Nick after my own heart, Nick. Like I see on here reading or maybe planning to read Yokohama Shopping Trip, Witch Hat Atelier we talked about. You're planning on reading Girls Last Tour. These, like, you have tons of titles I love on your list. Like so many titles I love. So basically when I'm looking at your list, I'm like, what are you not reading that like I'm absolutely loving right now? So my recommendation for you is Land of the Lustrous, Hoseki no Kuni.
Ooh, oh yeah, I've seen the anime. I've seen the anime.
If you only seen the anime, I'm sure you really enjoyed it, and you have to keep reading the manga because it just gets crazier and crazier and more dramatic and more brutal. It's really good. Yes. For those people who don't know, I suppose, anything about the series, it's you could kind of say it's like Steven Universe in a sense, right? Like anthropomorphic gem people. but in this one, it's a little more strict about like the Mohs hardness scale of gems. So like, say for example, Diamond, the character, punch it, if they punched like a quartz character, they would just like shatter, you know what I mean? And in this story, as you are aware, you know, reading or watching the anime, Phosphosphalite, the main character, is this weak baby gem, you know, super, super low hardness, and they just want to help defend their home against like these moon people. These moon people come from the sky and like invade and
Buddha
kill them.
Statues or something.
Yeah, it's like this like
stuff. It's weird.
Buddhist kind of like kind of vaguely Buddhist looking, you know, symbology and stuff like that. And they just want to help, but they're too weak. So this, you know, teacher, the sensei, leader guy basically says like, okay, well, you're not going to fight, but go ahead and make an encyclopedia for our community or whatever. And then just from there, it just, as Phosphosphalite tries to be more involved and become stronger in their own way, things just go off the rails, becomes more and more wrong over time. I don't want to spoil too much, but the story is surprisingly tragic and fits very well, I think, with your list of kind of more serious, high quality titles or whatever.
Yeah, you got Monster on here. I can't believe
I've seen like 50 out of 70 of the episodes for anime. Mm-hmm. That was like 10 years ago when I put it on hold. I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, I should probably start again. But
Monster's
a
great adaptation.
I love Monster.
Yeah, that's one of those where it's like both of them are good.
It's mm-hmm. very good.
Yeah.
The manga, at least. I didn't watch the anime.
Anime is just as good. Like, honestly, like that's one of the ones where it's like you could go either way. Like, I don't know. Because
they gave it the perfect amount of episodes.
Yeah. Right. This might sound weird. I've only watched the anime of Monster. I've never read the manga. But I've seen the anime like 7 times. I don't know. Like, I really love Monster, the anime.
So good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Land of the Lustrous, I love the OP and ED for that show, for the anime.
Yes.
So catchy.
I'm so stoked for a season 2 whenever that's supposed to come out or whatever.
A really high score on MAL, too. 8.8.
Yeah, it's a very, very high quality one.
Good things from Land of the Lustrous.
The art is, in the manga, like the CG of the anime is obviously very high quality. It's probably one of the only good CG predominant anime, in my opinion. But the manga is also very pretty. Like, mm-hmm. it's a little sketchy at times, but there's also like these beautiful, like high contrast, like stark blacks, bold blacks, especially in the landscapes or whatever. And the drawing of these moon people, you know, in this Buddhist style is also like very, very beautiful in the manga.
Yeah,
I really like how they're all like they're kind of like Clamp character designs. They're like mm-hmm, super mm-hmm. lanky and like wobbly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. nice.
Bunch of cuties.
Nick to Nickums. I am not sure how we're recording
starting.
This right now because
I read the first 3 pages already.
The forces of Nick coming together, it's just like unfathomable. So it's like I don't
even, you better watch out.
I don't understand how we're even alive right now. This is crazy. All right, next on the slab. All right, Nick, move out of the couch. Danny, you sit on the couch.
Yay, Danny time.
Pull out the notepad. You got to pull out a whole another notepad here. Hold on a second. Hold on. Smokey, can you give me the extra notepad? I can't use this. Give me the extra notepad. Well, then you're fired. How about that? Huh?
I love
Fuck
it.
Fuck you too.
I love it.
All over a notebook.
Yeah, and your mother was a whore. How about that? You're adopted, Ooh. Just so you know. I'm sorry.
So is the adopted mother the whore, or?
Okay, you, okay, never mind. Don't worry about it. Just, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. I just, oh my God.
Sam had to handle business real quick.
Now I gotta cut all this out. Do you understand how hard my job is? Now I have to cut all this out. People will be putting my business out in the street like that. Now he's gonna go tweet. He's gonna go on Twitter.
don't they always? Don't they always?
Always, every time, without fail.
Oh my God. Okay, Danny, I'm sorry. Fucking Noxie, go ahead and throw the Rex.
Oh
at
yeah,
the famous Danny.
Okay. So I'm super excited about this recommendation because we just reviewed this in our book club not too long ago. And I was thinking, when I was looking at your list again this time, I thought about everything that I recommended you before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is very different than anything that, because this is the, I think, oh, well, no, I recommended you Spirit Circle, which is seinen as well. But this story is called Batouk from Sako Toshio. So this came out of... Weekly Young Jump, which is another magazine inside of Shueisha, but it's like a seinen arm, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the same person who wrote Usogui.
Yes, yep. So same author, illustrator of Usogui.
Can you guys
link
this in the chat?
Yeah,
for
I can't
sure.
spell it.
Yeah, Nick,
yeah. It's a Brazilian. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Okay, so this manga. Are you familiar with the martial arts discipline capoeira?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a manga about fucking capoeira.
Are you serious?
It's so good. And
the MC, Nox? The MC?
The main character is this best girl MC. And I don't want to... It's so hard for me to, like, explain the MC because it's gonna make me accidentally, like, say things that I shouldn't. So what I will say...
Just the first chapter is intense.
The first chapter is intense. She's a girl that, like, is... disappointed in like how her life is going is what I'll say. Uh-huh. And she's looking for, you know, a some kind of I don't want to say outlet or escape, but like some kind of avenue that allows her to like fully realize herself. And she finds that through capoeira, essentially.
Capoeira.
Yes. And the author, like wherever you read this, I'm pretty sure that the translator notes will come with it anywhere that you read it. But the amount of research that this author does into the martial art of capoeira and the history of Brazilian martial arts is like very impressive, is what I'll say. Like you can just read like after every chapter the research that was done to, you know, give you the story inside of that chapter. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's beautiful the way that it's done. The art is phenomenal. If you're familiar with capoeira already, and I feel like telling you that it's about capoeira is kind of like essential. I mean, you could. It is essential. But if you know that it's about capoeira, like going into it, then like the art, I can see someone who's never heard of capoeira before, like reading through the first volume and seeing, you know, how the art depicts movement and motion and action and being kind of confused by kind of what they're seeing, because the art is very high quality and it's almost photorealism tier. You know what I mean? So it's very hard to show that in motion. On a comic book page, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
if you know that it's capoeira that you're looking at, then it makes it a lot easier, yeah.
Right. It's definitely, I mean, it's especially with something that involves movement, because, like, even reading Haikyuu for me right now, it's so weird to not see, you know, them moving in a sport like that. So to even read something that is about a martial arts movement, dance kind of thing,
right,
is really interesting.
It's so good.
I took when I was in massage school, our adjunct, he takes capoeira lessons.
Oh.
So he brought his teacher to class, and she showed us some capoeira moves and stuff like that, which was awesome.
That is so cool. I've never seen capoeira in real life. I've only seen it in Tekken, And
dude,
movies.
YouTube it. It's so interesting to see.
Yeah, I've seen it on you know, in demonstrations on YouTube and whatnot too. But I want to see someone just go crazy.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, 10 feet away from me. You know what I
mean? Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It, they even like the two of them even demonstrated like some moves that you do with like a partner and stuff like that, and it was just awe-inspiring to see like in person and stuff.
It's cool too because Danny is like a dancer also, so
awesome. Match made in heaven. You'll you'll really like, I like the way that capoeira is introduced in the series, because it's very I mean, it's all kind of exists, you know, in the first couple of volumes, but it's very gradual. It's very like organic. It's not just like some dude comes out of, you know, an alley and says, "Hey, you want to learn capoeira, kid?" Like, it's not anything like that. The storytelling.
Someone in like a trench coat, like with their hands in the pockets, like, "Hey, you want to learn something?"
Yeah. It's very poetically written, and it's very, you know, story. You know, it's clearly trying to tell like a story with a moral leading into, you know, the learning of the discipline, and it's very well done.
Hell
yeah!
Excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, Nickums.
Yes. All right. So, looking at your manga list, Danny, an incredible.
Mine is way better than Nick's.
it's definitely more diverse. Like,
how
hugely
you?
More diverse, right?
How dare you?
And so, what I'm seeing here is like you have a lot of obviously respect for shoujo. Obviously, we talk about that a lot. And you also do not shy away from sports anime, as you just mentioned. You know, Haikyuu, for example. Or Blue Lock.
Blue Lock.
Which I haven't started yet. I really want to start that.
Oh my god, Blue Lock is so good.
Everyone's
going
crazy.
Yeah, I've not read Blue Lock, but it's on my list or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so my recommendation for you is something a little in these spaces, right? So you may have seen the anime, I suppose. March Comes in Like a Lion. Have you seen that?
Oh, see, no, I haven't.
It's on Netflix.
Not yet. It is on Netflix.
Sure.
I haven't watched it yet, but I do want to watch it.
The manga is also very good. It's written by a woman, Chika Umino, and it is a seinen title, but it is, I would say the art style is vaguely shoujo, right? It's approaching like a softer, more feminine style of art.
Mm-hmm,
So might be right up your alley. And the obviously it's a manga about shogi, right? So it's like got sports manga elements, right? But it's like super character driven. A good chunk of the content is not shogi, but rather just the characters' personal lives.
It's about shogi?
Yeah, it's a shogi manga.
So wait, this is the one that has like three different titles, right? So you have like three Gatsu no Lion, San Gatsu no Lion, and then March Comes in Like a Lion.
Oh yeah. The Japanese is San Gatsu no Lion. Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember seeing this get recommended to me with three different titles before.
Yep.
Like so, that's why I said that. But no, I didn't know it was about shogi.
Yep, shogi.
That's
so, like,
so
the,
cool.
The kind of synopsis, right, the quick explanation is that the main character is a high schooler who is actually a shogi pro. Like, he's a professional shogi player, and he has been since middle school. He's, like, a prodigy. But he actually,
like he keeps it a secret, right?
It's not so much a secret. I mean, it's a secret from, like, his classmates, say, right?
Okay.
And he doesn't even go to school all that much because he often has to take absence to go to shogi tournaments. He's dealing with a lot of depression, essentially, because of events in his life that led him to his current point or whatever. The story generally is a fantastic depiction of depression, like incredibly realistic and incredibly compelling. You can really empathize with the main character. There is also a large cast of very well-written characters, very down-to-earth characters, especially female characters. The main character, most of his like friends or whatever, is this like family, and the family has like three sisters, like an older sister who's like a little older, right, in her 20s. She works at like not a maid cafe, but like a bar, right? She works at a bar. And then there's like a middle school girl who's like much more close to his age or whatever, and then there's like a little, you know, toddler baby girl. She's super cute or whatever. But just fantastic, fantastic story. Like, especially if you're interested in shogi, but you don't even have to be interested in shogi, I would say, to appreciate it, because the character-driven aspect is so strong.
Right.
I love that. That sounds
It's like
so
Japanese
good.
Chess, basically.
Yep.
It's definitely something, especially, I mean, I'm not, like, looking at, like, art right now, but, like, on Annie List, the, like, little border that it has of the art It's very something. It's very like smooth, like not too harsh at all. It's
right.
It's very soft.
Soft, like, yes.
Sketching kind of
yes.
Style, which is
absolutely,
which is definitely something I like. So. Mm-hmm.
For sure, yeah. I highly recommend it. And if you want to watch the anime to start, like the anime is absolutely fantastic. It's
yeah.
Shaft anime, just fantastic art. Fantastic soundtrack. I mean, everything about it is, I can't recommend it enough, but obviously the anime only goes so far, right? And
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's most stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. They've had two seasons, like 50 episodes, give or take.
Yeah. About that. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice.
Yay,
dude.
It was on my anime of the decade list, Danny.
It was.
Uh-oh.
That's nice.
That deserves to be on that list for sure.
Yeah,
I
only
you
watched
out.
It at 1.5 speed to give it some respect.
Oh, why would you
God
say that?
Damn it.
To give it some
boy.
Respect.
To give it some respect to you. Oh.
No. Yeah,
one,
right.
1X
tell
is only reserved for 9.5s and higher
yeah,
on
yeah,
anime
sorry.
List.
Sorry.
Dude. So. All right. All right, Danny, scoot your boot. Let me sit here.
Come on,
what?
Old boy.
Get out of here.
Come on over, baby.
All right, holla at your girl.
Yo, song.
Konnichiwa.
So, last time, put you on that witch hat.
Yep, mm-hmm. Spicy. I have all 6 volumes right now.
And I love how much you love that.
Pre-ordering the 7th one soon. I'm also, like, into witchy shit. So, like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, I gave Witch Hat Volume 1 as a gift to, like, a bunch of people for Christmas, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's perfect. Spread the love. Yeah,
it's
no, I have,
gift.
Like, an altar, and I have, like, a grimoire and stuff of everything. Yeah, I love
that
witchy
awesome.
Shit. And, like, stones and shit. Every time, like, because,
oh, yeah.
Like, I'm, like, every time your girl posts shit on Facebook with some stones and shit, I'm like, girl, let me get into that amethyst real quick. And then me and Danny are like...
Wait, why didn't you recommend Psalm, the Land of the Lustrous?
I didn't
yeah,
know
true,
she was
yeah,
into such gems and
yeah.
shit.
Me and Danny yeah. always talking about stones and shit. And yeah.
All right, Psalm,
oh,
we're
nice.
Going to trade. We're gonna trade some here. We're going to trade... I'll trade you land for one of yours.
No.
Oh, no, fuck you. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow,
just
no.
Kidding. No, fuck you. All right, yeah. Witch Hat, and then what was the other ones you recommend?
Well, you've been reading, you know, Tokyo Revengers, Jujutsu Kaisen, you know, and things, you know, that we kind of like talk about over
yeah.
in our area.
Also,
things, but...
I couldn't add it to my analyst because it's not on there yet, but I started Ranger Reject.
Yo, that looks so good.
I haven't even started that yet.
It's
oh,
so
chapter
good.
One is phenomenal.
I believe that's
what?
Weekly. I'm pretty sure that's weekly Shonen Champion. I'm not sure, but like, it's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's a one chapter right now.
It's brand new.
Jumping off
brand
like
new.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. One of your mods made a channel for it, and I was like, okay.
Yep.
Ah, so we okay. We have a channel for it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I've seen the name then.
Yeah, dude. So it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
this recommendation that I have for you this time isn't really based on anything on your list.
Okay.
This is based on just conversations that I've had with you on your show hours and just like. Outside of them.
Okay.
But you're really into video games and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so I want to recommend you Shangri-La Frontier. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you've heard of it.
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, oh yes. Okay,
post
so
that
link. Shangri-La Frontier is like something that I'm so excited about still because I just found out about it like a couple weeks ago and like I'm still riding the high of finding out about it and reading it for the first time.
Okay.
But we just started reviewing it on our Patreon exclusive review show.
Oh, no and way.
Yeah, and it tells this. It's now it's all available. You can read it all on Crunchyroll. It's officials. It's through Kodansha, but mm-hmm. there's official, you know, ways to read it through. It's officially translated on Crunchyroll, which is really cool.
Okay.
But it's an MMORPG manga, right? So, but it's different than like anything that I've really seen before as far as the approach to it, because the main character, now the biggest complaints that people have that I've heard inside of like isekai or, and this isn't really an isekai, but just like the video game setting
mm-hmm.
is that like the main character always gets like way too overpowered way too quickly and it always feels cheap or like that it doesn't feel earned, you know what I mean? How strong the main character gets. But there's actually like a mechanism in play in the narrative for Shangri-La Frontier where the main character has been playing trash video games for his entire life. And
super
trash,
buggy games.
Super buggy games where you accidentally walk through walls or the hitboxes are like way out of position. So he's basically been playing video games with training weights for his entire life.
Oh, like Piccolo. Nice.
Yes. Or like Rock Lee. And then finally gets into Shangri-La Frontier, which is like the biggest video game in the world right now with like a billion fucking players, you know, which is a god game. Yeah, AAA god game is what they call it, where like everything is perfect. The hitboxes are where they need to be. There's no bugs that can be found. And this motherfucker is looking for bugs while he plays it.
Oh, but aren't bugs kind of what makes some games great, like Melee and some other
games? I think that's like, you know, one of the points that the author like tries to make inside of the main character of Sunraku is that like there's value in shitty games. You know what I mean? There's definitely a place for trash. You know, in pretty much any medium. Yeah.
Well, oh God. We just lost half our listeners.
But yeah, this one is, I think, what originally was a web novel or a light novel by someone named Katarina, but has since been adapted in manga form the way that we see it by someone named Ryosuke Fuji. So I think it's similar to One and One Punch Man kind of situation. But yeah, it's amazing, Sam. It's like totally right up your alley, and I think what's the most impressive about it is how real the in-game mechanics and terminology and jargon, like it's real video game jargon, not just like, okay, I'm a fan of video games, but I'm telling my story, and this is all like entirely from me, so I'm gonna like write like pseudo gaming jargon, you know what I mean? Like, no, it's like actual real shit. You know what I mean? And
if you've played an MMO before, you will definitely be like, oh yeah, all these mechanics, all these menus and options and everything just makes total sense. Like this would be exactly what you'd have in a real MMO or whatever.
Yeah,
I love this. Look at the
volume cover.
These color pages in the first chapter. Holy shit!
Yeah,
I like this girl.
So good.
Okay, this art look is just like really clean too. Like it's not too.
The art
like,
is very clean, yes. And it's very like contrast. It's very contrast. I don't want to say dependent, but like very heavy. You know, contrast reliant. You know what I mean? Where you have like very like bold line work, very bold line work.
Yeah.
But then like very stark whites. You know what I mean? With very little stark blacks, a lot of shading.
Mm-hmm. But like, a lot of shading. Yep.
Yeah. But I love the contrast the first page. Is in the whites. Yeah.
Yeah.
Princess Zelda is like praying to some Mexican wrestler guy.
It's so good.
Yeah, I like
good.
This. And it's only 13 chapters in, okay.
No, there's actually 27 yeah, coming out on Tuesday. Yeah.
13 is all that's out on Dex right now.
You can read the first 13 on Dex, and then you can switch to Crunchyroll to catch up to the most current chapter, which will be
Or there's you know, other sites, obviously, too, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't seen more than 13 on any other site, have you?
I think so. I have to let me check my sources here.
Sure.
But yeah. Write Stuff?
Hmm?
What was that?
I looked actually on Write Stuff. Chainsaw Man is on. They're out of stock, it looks like, on Volume 1. But like, I bet Write Stuff has maybe. They might.
Yeah.
They don't have everything. But
yeah, no, email. I'm on the email list for all that, by the way. So I haven't gotten emails for it yet. So,
yeah,
so
I mean, we're not sponsored by them, but like they have Chainsaw Man at a reasonable price.
They do, yeah. All right, Shangri-La Frontier, got it.
So good, yes.
Added.
And when you start that shit, Sam, you will binge right through all of that, and you'll hit me up and be like, Nox.
Yes.
Yo.
You're gonna be like, this is perfection in video game manga, like, for real.
Hell yeah. Okay. Boom. That's a Nox recommendation. Put it on your calendar, bitch. Okay. Nickums, holla at your girl.
All right, so as I was looking at your manga list, and I know you said you're still filling this one out, right?
I was actually adding some things as you guys were talking to Danny. Like fucking,
I've added all of these to my list.
Yeah, Rooster nice, Fighter, nice. Epo Rooster Fighter.
Yes, Rooster Fighter.
Oh my God. So the reason why I love Rooster Fighter, and let me tell you why. First of all, you know I love Animal Face Johnsons.
Yeah.
Second of all, I collect cat statues. Just doesn't matter if they're like $1 or $10 or I have one in my house that's like $100.
Wow.
I also collect really cheesy TJ Maxx rooster statues that you would find like at Gordman's or TJ Maxx or Burlington Co. Factory. They're really shitty home decor roosters. I like putting them in my house because my brother Sudi, he's such a bitch that I call him a cock. So, like, every time I see a rooster, I name him Sudi, and I put him in my house, because my brother's name is Sudi. So, I posted this manga in our private Discord, like our fam-only Discord,
sure,
and I was
sure.
like, Sudi, how'd you get them to make this manga about you, bro? Like, this is crazy. And he was like, he was just like, shut up, so funny. I'm like, it's pretty funny. But anyway, Rooster Fighter's like 10 out of 10. Like, I don't even need to read the rest.
Yeah, that's another fresh one, but it's so far very high quality, very reminiscent of like One Punch Man.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a rooster. Yeah.
All right. Well, my recommendation for you, you know, based on your list, what I'm seeing in your list here, if I can glean any pattern from it, right, is that you like intense action, you like intense drama, you like good art, right? Like, I mean, who doesn't?
Proxy battles.
Right, right.
That's anime, though.
So,
shut, Nick.
So, my recommendation for you is Jagan. Have you read that?
No.
All right. Whoa. Awesome. So Jagan is a sci-fi seinen written by Kaneshiro Muneyuki. So this is the same dude who writes Blue Lock, actually.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Gigant with a G. I was spelling it.
No, it's J-A-G-A-A-A-A. A-N. I don't know. It's, yeah. I'll link
six
y'all to
A's.
It. Six A's.
The thing I clicked on is a girl in a tight shirt. So.
Oh yeah, not that. this is a seinen. The art. If you look at like the volume covers, it is fantastic, right? Like top tier art, super detailed. Tons of very very badass battles. It can get very gory. So like, you know, trigger warning, like it's a seinen and it's very intense sometimes. So like trigger warnings for gore, trigger warnings for sexual violence sometimes. But another reason, and it's not all sexual violence, another reason I want to recommend this to you because it's sexy. Like there's a lot of hot scenes in this. And I've seen you in our Project Manga Discord in the Not Safe Work chat, Sam. I see you out there.
I'm horny on Maine. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Maine. Shameless.
Yeah.
So I think you'd like it. The plot is very good. So as a kind of synopsis, right? So it's a very mysterious premise. Basically, you're in present day Tokyo or whatever, and these frogs start raining down from the sky out of nowhere. All these frogs, whatever, and they land on people. And when they land on people, they kind of fuse with them and trigger inside them their most intense desires so that they actually become a monster that is an embodiment of those desires. I don't want to spoil too much with that concept,
that
but
was
like
very
so,
well said, though.
So say someone who's like really into controlling people, they might become like a bondage monster, like, you know, tying you down with like straps and hooks and shit. The
don't
main character
song with a good time.
Sean,
the main character is a cop who like a Japanese cop, right? So like not really all that dangerous relative to what cops could be like in the United States. But at the same
other
time
of the world, not just us.
All right.
No, just us.
at the same time, this dude like really wants to kill people. Like he's like he just hates people, but he plays like the nice, you know, cop, you know, persona or whatever. And then he fuses with this frog and all of a sudden he grows like this sci-fi intense grotesque gun hand that shoots lasers, and he gets sucked into this you know, plot of what the fuck is going on with these frogs and what is happening with them, right? So like, and he's trying, there's reasons that he gets sucked into. Maybe what he should be doing is killing all of them, right? And it is absolutely fantastic. Like, yes. Definitely worth a read.
This so art looks amazing.
Can you link me in the chat?
The volume covers are some of the best volume covers as far as colors go that I've like ever seen.
I'm looking at the volume one cover right here. It is like
so good.
This is so sick.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of A's
like
in this one.
Parasite, yeah. A little bit.
Yes, yeah. Very similar to Parasite. Yep.
I actually enjoyed watching Parasite. I didn't
that was a good
think
soundtrack.
I was going to, but yeah. I fairly enjoyed that, and I definitely want to read Parasite.
Oh, hey,
as well.
It's older. This was a lot of people. That shit's from like the 80s.
Oh yeah, this yeah. I mean, the, I okay. like I like that type of aesthetic too.
Yeah.
Anyway, like,
yeah.
I definitely want to appreciate more of the older manga that's mm-hmm. out there.
I
like
love when people
Parasite.
Love
those blocky
style
characters
in comic books.
And large chins.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's
not
great.
A lot of people appreciate older comic book art styles.
Not a lot of people do. but
they don't
I
look
for
like
one,
Betty Boop, then I'm not.
I definitely
scoop.
Appreciate that.
Damn it.
I fairly enjoyed reading Akira when we were reading that for Manga Club.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Very beginning. Way beginning.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Can't miss
I saw Jagan on a YouTube video. I was YouTubing some stuff before this. I'm like, underrated manga. And I didn't actually see the video, but I saw the picture of this on a thumbnail on somebody's video. So I feel like I know this already.
It's very underrated. Like on... It's actually, I guess the rating's going up. On Dex, the rating is only like a 7.96. I would say it deserves at least an 8 or whatever, right? Like over 8. Yeah. But like it used to be, I think, ranked even lower, maybe like a 7.5 or something. So I think people are coming around. But yeah, it's very underrated for sure.
Hmm. Yeah, Mal has it at a 7.42.
Sure.
But I mean, yeah, I guess it depends how far. Sometimes people will give it a score before finishing it, or you know what I mean? If it has don't like the first chapter or something.
And because of that, like even a 7, I think, is worth a read. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you'll get a lot of opinions at that point, right? Where maybe something doesn't hit for one person, but it hits for you, right? So as long as it's like relatively high quality, like you got to try stuff out for sure.
Yeah, and 7's like minimum for recommendation for me.
It's all about the peaks. If it has some good peaks, like that I remember, that's what I care about. Like, so what if it's not a 10? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Something that I'm always interested in too, just randomly, is like. And I have to fucking, they're really hard to find in any official setting, so you have to fucking just Google it and see if you can find scans of it. But, like, anything that was done in Korokoro comics, like, from, like, the 80s or 90s, you know? Because, like, they made a lot of, Korokoro comics and Nintendo have, like, a huge partnership, and I'm a Nintendo fangirl, so, like, I read a lot of those, like, old Metroid comics from the 80s and, like, Kirby comics from the 90s. Those are just really funny. But, like, yeah. So
the Metroid, like, 2002 manga, though, is actually trying to tell the story, I think.
Yeah, I liked it. It was like...
Okay, so you did peep that.
Yeah, it was, like, 12 chapters or something. It was like two books, like, not even. But, like...
I think it was two volumes, yeah.
Yeah, and it was cool. It was pretty cool. They had, like, the Prime logo and everything kind of on it.
Yeah.
But, the big ones I'm on right now are Attack on Titan, Undead Unluck. Kaiju number 8, Tokyo Revengers.
Hell yeah.
And
all goats.
Yeah, and Witch Hat, but like Witch Hat is monthly, right? So like I kind of let it go for a little bit. And then Watashi no Kobushi is like these two delinquent girls in high school, they like meet up when they're like in their late 30s and one of them is kind of like going nowhere like and she was like, "Well, I've always kind of."
Oh, Sam, you were telling me.
Yeah,
about
I always kind of.
This looks so good.
I always kind of cool liked premise. You or whatever, and they're like, "What you did?" She's like, "Yeah, that's why like I beat you up back then because like I liked you kind of." And like so, it's like it's kind of like a lesbian love story that's like not stupid, you know? It's like it's really cute. So like
good shit.
Yeah, it looks really good. So if I had to rec one to you guys, that's really cute.
Oh, thank you.
And also,
yeah, I've never heard this before. It looks awesome.
And then also,
one more time on the title.
It's on her list or whatever.
Yeah, it's on my list. Yeah. On the reading, and then if I had to recommend another one, fucking Crying Freeman, because it's one of the classic shonens, and I don't know if you guys have read it yet, but like,
no, I've not read it.
Freeman
looks old as hell. When is this from? 86 to 88. Wow.
So this is way after my time.
Oh, Crying Freeman.
Yeah, it had a movie, but with Mark Dacascos as the lead.
Yo.
This is when anime.
Wait, a live action movie?
Yeah. Yeah. In the 90s.
Oh my god, the art is beautiful.
Yes.
On this.
So like the reason why I read this is because when I was a kid and I would go to like Blockbuster, I always saw the live action movie and the anime OVA sitting next to each other. And every time I would watch, like, I had a Street Fighter anime movie on tape, Street Fighter 2, the animation. And one of the previews in the beginning was the Crying Freeman OVA. And I was like, I've always wanted to watch that, but I don't because I'm a kid and I might get scared because blood and cutting people, whatever. And then when I was way older, I found these two fat volumes of the manga at a garage sale for $1 each. And I was like, these are amazing. Like,
yo.
Yeah. It's like. It's,
what a find.
Yeah. It's really great. Awesome. You should really read that one. I don't know if Danny
awesome,
and Nick have any recommendations for you, but.
I mean, I want.
Really
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Kazuo
Koike
should...
did that one. RIP. He did Lone Wolf and Cub, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. I love Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah. Yep.
I think he did Golgo 13.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie. That was a entertaining movie.
It's a great anime.
Yeah. Danny, what were you saying? You're going to recommend
me?
Yeah,
you were going to
say something? Yeah, no. Nickums, you should read Blue Lock.
Oh, like, yeah.
Get on
definitely.
That shit.
Yeah, okay. We have a channel for that in our Discord, but I mute it because I don't read it or whatever. Yeah, I
mute the ones that are...
Well, you should
that
read
are,
it.
That are, I'm not reading. Awesome.
Definitely
we're
read
recommending.
It. Noxie.
Yeah.
I recommend a little manga called One Piece.
Nice. I've been meaning to pick that up, dude.
I do, actually. We got to get on that. I'll read it at 2x speed.
Oh.
I think I already recommended that one to you last time.
Do you guys remember if we recommended you manga last? We
you
gave
did.
You anime, didn't we? Or was
no,
it manga?
You get, nope. Gave me
do you
manga.
Remember, do you remember what we recommended you? Because I didn't write it down.
I
you didn't recommend
it,
me
I
shit.
No, y'all recommended me. Danny recommended me two things. I think you recommended me one thing, and I have it in a note. And I can't remember if it's on my computer or my phone.
I just don't want to give you the same one. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't remember right now. I have not gotten to them, obviously. If you can't
I think
tell.
I think I.
It's fine. I think. Oh. Noxie, if you haven't read Inuyasha just yet, or if you have.
Like that, like the manga for Inuyasha.
The
I have not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, read that. No.
Yeah. Okay. Because I
never
recently,
heard of it.
Like, I think maybe 5 years ago, I finally sat down and read the manga for Yu Yu Hakusho. Because I was like, why have I not read the manga for things that I've like watched when I was a kid? You know what I mean? So I did Yu Yu Hakusho. And then a couple years after that, I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and do Dragon Ball now. So Inuyasha is totally one that I should absolutely make time for.
Inuyasha, I mean, Inuyasha is definitely... Inuyasha is my very first manga that I started to collect.
That's the first manga that I read that was the longest. Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still, I mean, it. There's 56 volumes of Inuyasha, and I'm already at volume 30 right now.
Awesome.
So... Nice.
That's got to be so good, like the nostalgia of like seeing
it
in the old school style, like Rumiko Takahashi's like true like art
love
style
her.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
chef's kiss all the way.
Yes.
But like I just love her art style as a whole. Like I'm even currently reading Ranma Half as well.
I saw that on your list.
Amazing.
Mycene Koku is good too. You should read Mycene Koku, Danny. If you
oh, that's an
he
anime
has,
too.
Like,
that's a classic
things
anime.
Things that have been like wildly successful.
I want to read that. Mycene. What was it called? Mycene.
Mycene Koku.
Yeah, I want to read that.
Yeah, that's
y'all
the
seen
same.
That? Y'all seen her newest stuff? Mao.
I have not.
Not seen Mao. No.
She has. She had. So the one. She has a newest one that's out right now, but the one before her current one that she's currently working on, it's called Renee, and that one's really good too. It's very similar to like it's like a mixture between Ranma Half and Inuyasha all at the same time, but also a little bit mixed in of like Yu Yu Hakusho because it involves like this spirit world and stuff.
Let's go.
So that
Mao looks and feels a lot like Inuyasha too, her newest work.
I think so,
yeah. Like if you just Google like maybe
oh yeah
Google
yeah
it, like
yeah.
you see yeah. that is Inuyasha on the cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nick, do you have a recommendation or are you just trolling?
He's just gonna fart.
I got some stuff, okay? You guys have read Prison School, right?
No.
Oh, I have
God,
not.
Oh, God, here we go. Please don't read it.
On your list, though.
Please don't read it.
It's so good.
No,
it's
just
like
saying
it's
anime.
Hyper-etchy. If it's hyper-etchy,
oh, yes.
I'm keeping a million. I'm not ever getting it. It's never getting read.
You're not watching?
Yeah, I don't do
etchy.
You're
not reading that?
I'm not
dude,
etchy.
This is this is like
hyper-titty
to the max. Okay, well, I'll recommend something different then.
Also peeing everywhere too.
There's
oh,
a little bit
of peeing.
There's a little bit of peeing. Okay.
I'm good.
That's, I mean,
that's
I would let the
manga
pee
book club
on me, but that's neither here nor there.
The meme in our manga book club is like you have to like pee because like every manga we pick ends up having pee in it. It's like weird. I don't know.
Oh, did you guys read Baki too?
What?
You guys read Baki too?
No, we haven't read that one yet. We haven't done any
the
super long stuff yet.
Put that on the P list.
But like you know, Made in Abyss. Made in Abyss had some P in there and some other ones. But yeah, what about the Way of the House Husband? Have you read that?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I have not read it.
Yeah.
I'll recommend that to Noxie then.
Thank you.
Yes. Definitely read that. You'd love that, Noxie.
That one, it's like a former Yakuza.
Telling me about that one.
Yeah, he's a former Yakuza, and he turns into house husband, and he's just like, it's like the most wholesome manga ever, and it's great.
That sounds really cool.
Anime is coming out soon, but it's going to Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to Netflix.
Oh, anime. Oh, that's right.
Netflix jail.
I might wait for that animation.
And then has Nickum, have you seen Spy X Family?
Mm-hmm. Yes, love that one. Yep. That was very good.
I have a list pulled up, so I got.
Yeah, I actually don't. I should make one of these lists because it seems super helpful.
I just started making an analyst like today.
Yeah,
here's one.
I gotta update my.
Yeah, analyst might be better.
I'm looking at your list right now, and tell me about like Saikyo Densetsu Kurosawa. Like, is that good?
Yeah,
like,
I actually had that tab pulled up. I think this is the same guy who did the Kaiji anime or the Kaiju
manga. It looks similar.
I'm pretty
sure
does that
translate to Angel Densetsu?
I could be wrong on that, but
he
did.
Best
he created Kaiji Ultimate Survivor, and I think what's the other one that's not Kaiji? Akagi. There we go.
Densetsu.
You like it though?
Densetsu means like legend or something.
Legendary. Densetsu. That's like, what is it? Legend of the Galactic Heroes. I forgot the name of the one.
Saikyo Densetsu is Ginga the strongest Densetsu. Legend Kurosawa, I think. Legend of the strongest.
I have not started this one yet. But, I mean, basically, I recommended Kaiji Ultimate Survivor to basically everybody. But it's like, if you like thrilling action, manly man stuff with this one, it probably has like very little ecchi in it. I
look
haven't
this
read
man's
it, so.
Chin.
If you like chins, it's great. I don't know.
Look
I haven't
at that
read
schnoz.
It.
Schnoz.
If you like chins, it's great.
This is very
so Kaiji,
Lupin the Third, very Android Kickhider like era, like.
Oh, he's fighting against delinquent middle schoolers.
I'm all about Kickhider and.
But you, so you often recommend Kaiji, Nick?
I recommend Kaiji the anime, and then, and I also recommend this the.
Oh yeah, we should be recommending anime to these guys. Kurosawa. I'm over here recommending manga
nice.
A dummy.
I have seen Kaiji the anime, and it's by the same creator, so I assume it's going to be good.
Y'all should be watching Wonder Egg Priority recently. Right now.
Oh yeah, that's getting watched.
Yeah,
sure.
I've only seen episode one, and I need to see the rest. I need to keep watching it.
It's so good.
Also, if neither of you haven't yet, watch Pokemon the Origin.
Yes, okay, so is this the one with the clip that I saw on Facebook one time of, like, that trainer squaring up with the Machamp?
No, that's Twilight Wings, and you should also watch that.
Okay, that's the one.
Just watch all Pokemon.
That's the one I've been trying to remember.
Twilight Wings is all on YouTube.
Yeah, for free, on the official Pokemon channel. Yeah, because
they're short.
They're like 7 to 12 minutes. Yeah.
I see, yep.
And then, if you like delinquent shit that's, like, short...
Yes. Yes.
Please watch Girl Beats Boys, because I just rewatched it, and it's on top of my mind right now.
Title's already got me.
Yeah, dude, just seriously, it's so sick. Just do it. And then,
all right.
And then also recommending that you guys come on the show again, because, you know.
1 year from today.
1 year from today.
That seems to be our pattern every February.
Yo, wait a minute. Was it really last February?
That's when February 29th is when the last Manga Therapy came out.
Yo.
Okay, yeah. This has definitely got to be
a thing, right?
A manga year
therapy,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously meet up, you know. Like
we'll have other.
We can do more than
we'll
once.
We'll have other collabs in between, but Manga Therapy has got to be every February.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
Yeah. That's like perfect timing because I was like trying to get you guys on a couple weeks ago, but this actually works out. So
one thing that I do shortly, real quick, I want to recommend both Nickums and Noxie to watch Skate the Infinity.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, that's currently airing.
Oh my god, is this about skateboarding?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, I think someone literally just
colorful
brought this
cast
up, and then I was like,
these colors, what the
and
fuck?
Then
and then
I didn't remember. Yeah. Oh my god, look
at
this.
You got a heavy metal guy, you got the pretty boys, you got the calculating guy.
It's more, it's more centered around like the racing, but like they still do
like an D
they of. Still do like ollies and shit and kick flips and
sure.
talk
sure.
about it's learning new tricks and cool. stuff. It's really cool.
Ever since I saw like K Project anime and they had those like rotoscope scenes of like dudes skateboarding in like the Project K anime or whatever.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I was like, man, when is there ever going to be a skateboarding anime?
Right, dude.
And
boom,
here it
here
is.
Go. Yes.
It's skateboarding slash a little bit of snowboarding because the one guy knows how to snowboard.
The OP and ED are
pretty good.
Great. They're awesome. They're bops.
I'm so ready. Thank you so much.
Bopping. You're welcome. Thank you. You guys are welcome on anytime. And now we just got to get Kiko and Eagle over here. And
hell yeah.
It'll be good to go. Kickle.
We're gonna
morph. We need to get Nick over.
Oh, no, wait.
I've
had Kickle on.
Yeah, we got to get Nick over here too. That's right.
Yeah.
I've had
just
Kickle on.
Just give me an assignment
AOQ
and I'll read it. I'll read at least 2/3 of it.
He'll be reading it while you guys are recording.
All right. Let me finish reading.
So we have the two Nicks. We have the kick. So we just need Eagle over here because I've had Kickle on an AOQ app when I.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right.
Because we talked about JJK and CSM way before it was super mad. Well, like it was just getting hype at the time, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and they had just announced the anime for JJK, so we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I was telling people, I was like, nope, hype is shit. And then when they started recommending it for book club, I was like, nope, fuck you guys. I fucking told you. Y'all are bitches. I have proof.
Yeah, I love when, people were like, oh, Jujutsu Kaisen? Yeah, maybe. You know, like, however long ago. And then, like, now they're just like, Jujutsu Kaisen! Ah! You know, I remember!
Them's the same.
I didn't forget.
Yo, them's the same people who made fun of me for listening to emo music, and now they're like, oh my god, I was an emo cat.
Oh, no.
Fuck you, you
friend. Didn't have a Zanga?
You didn't have a Zanga, or a Vampire Freaks, or a Live Journal? Fuck you.
I don't want to hear it. If you didn't have a Zanga, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it, dude. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Hell yeah. Anyway, thank you, Noxy and Nickums, for coming on. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Love you, love you, love you. One more time.
Thanks for joining us.
Tell the bitches where they can find you.
Yeah. Well, you can find me at Noxy_PM on Twitter. The PM stands for Project Manga.
Yeah,
in case you didn't know. But and then you can find Project Manga anywhere using the words Project Manga.
Yeah, link in the episode description for y'all right now. Link to the link tree so you can go holler over there. And also in that link tree is their Discord. You should join their Discord because I love
it.
I hang out over there quite often. And they
have a good time.
They have dedicated channels for the mangas they're reviewing in their weekly Shonen Jump show. So what I do is I just mute the ones I'm not reading or caught up on. And then I unmute it when I'm caught up. So, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how I do
it. That is how you do it.
And then they have, like, a other manga section with, like, King and Ashura, Golden Kamuy, Tokyo Revengers, Ranger...
Right.
Ranger Reject, Blue Lock, Fire Force. So, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
If you guys want to hear more Noxy and Nickums other than going over there to their podcast, let me know if you want to hear them again or if you want to hear the other Project Manga cast over on the Anime Summit. You know how we do. We collab all the fucking time. And hopefully we are talking about doing another Anitube soon. I don't know when, but like that's just in the talks right now. Nothing's in stone yet, but...
Probably be summer.
Right.
But you know how we do. So just holla at Chiguala. I stole that from Noxy.
I stole that from Lil Wayne.
So oh, did you? Yeah. Shots to Lil Wayne. All right. I've been Sam, Danny, and Nick, and Nickums...
Hi.
And Noxy. And this has been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.
Can't believe I fired Smokey Live on the show.